With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Cab Chat Show. Oh, I fucking love these geezers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Cab Chat. Well, Mac the Cab's still on his travels and hasn't come back from Ireland yet. He's gone to some sort of clan meeting or something. I think they're all dancing around the campfire or something like that. Anyway, we've got a stand-in presenter this week. A very special, special guest. We've pulled him out of his box and dusted him off. And, it's Dropkick Rick, but his mic stand's having a bit of a...
Oi, I'm more of a... not a stand-in, I'm more of a sitting.
Yeah, you're sitting, because your mic stand's...
I've got a bit of a lazy lob.
It's gone down, hasn't it? It's...
Yeah, I had to pay extra for that.
Well, it's got a bit limp, hasn't it?
It has a little bit limp,
It's
yeah,
gone a little bit limp.
It might be an age thing.
So he's actually sitting on the floor at the moment and trying to talk into the mic stand.
I am sitting on the floor at the moment.
Yeah.
It was either that or stand on tiptoes.
I thought you were standing up.
Yeah, you need to get this all sorted out, mate. that was a quality tune, though.
Yeah, that's your fault because you kept singing it.
Because
you did it on the karaoke the other week and you kept singing it, and it's like an earworm, that song, isn't it? It just gets in your head and you can't get rid of it.
It's got a special meaning for me as well, that song.
Has it really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever told you about it. I got a mate that had a bit of a stammer.
Yeah.
And he was trying to tell us once about his poor old nan that passed away.
Yeah.
And by the time he finished telling us, we'd always all singing it.
Anyway, what we're going to talk about this week? Oh, I went back out in the cab last week.
Oi, where did you find it?
I managed to find London anyway.
I went back out in the cab last week.
Yeah, lasted two jobs.
My little hiatus that I had.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, we'll talk about where we've been today. Very sad occasion today.
Yeah, it certainly was.
We'll be talking about an article that was on an online news outlet later on. The Dropkick just looks at me as if I know nothing about this.
Online, what's that?
Yeah, online. Also, we're going to be talking about lots of stuff.
Can you tell that we're not really winging it?
This is all because Mac the Cab's decided he ain't coming back at the moment. Not to say that he organises anything, because the last show that we did... He sat down and he said, what are we talking about today? I went, I don't know, you tell me. Because we got a Google document that we share amongst us, and he hadn't put nothing on it at all. In fact, he hadn't even looked at it. He said, like, did you send it to me? And I went, yeah. He went, oh, let me look in my emails. Oh, look, there it is.
Oh, he found it.
He said, but there's nothing on it. I went, yeah, I know, you haven't put anything on it, have you? So he went, well, have you got anything to talk about? I went, yeah, loads. I said, what have you got to talk about then? He went, well,
Yeah, but if anyone can do it off pat and wing it, it's him, can't he, eh?
Sometimes.
We all have our moments.
We all have our moments. Yeah, we're also going to be talking about the favourite parody songs, because we put a poll out, a survey out, on SurveyMonkey, that... we didn't know that they limited the responses to 10 nowadays.
Oh.
So we got 13 responses. I can't see three of them. So we've got to find another way of doing our surveys in the future.
How many do you think voted twice?
I don't know. But it's the one that we predicted would come out on top was the one that came out as number one.
Are you going to announce that now or later?
No, announce that later on. We'll actually play it later on in the show.
Drum rolls.
Yeah, so we'll play it till later on in the show and announce who was the first and who was the second.
Okay.
And who was the third and the fourth as well.
Oh, blimey.
If I can remember which way
around.
And if
we run out of things to talk about, we can do like the fifth and the sixth and just go through them all.
Yep. And also, we're going to do that show. I might do it tonight, actually. People wanted us to do a show... with the 10 London songs in it.
Oh, okay.
So can you think of any London songs?
London Calling.
Yeah, got that one.
Streets of London.
Yeah, got that one.
You put me on a spot now. I wish you'd have warned me before.
Give me a London girl anytime.
Yeah. Yeah. Chaz and Dave.
Yep.
Do like a bit of Chaz and Dave.
Do like a bit of Chaz and Dave, yeah. You can't think of any more, can you?
No, I can't, because you put me right on the spot. On the spot where I'm sitting. Can I get in the chair yet?
You can get in the chair if you want to get in the chair. Let me just turn your microphone off for a minute while you move it about.
Try to do it professionally.
You're going to try to do it professionally, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm stooping now. But,
you're stooping.
Right, here we go. Yeah, it's still got that lazy lob, isn't it? Look.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with this.
Hang on, I'm just going to turn your mic off a minute and we'll try to adjust it. Because look, mine's just gone. You just got to move your chair nearer. Look, see? Simple solutions.
So I've gone from sitting on the floor to standing on a chair.
Yeah, he's standing on a chair now because he can't reach the microphone now. So, I went back out in the cab.
Oh, how'd you get on? Once you found London,
to say that I was cacking myself would be an understatement.
Was it really like your first job as a bat boy? Did you give your first job away?
No, I didn't give my first job away. No, sod that. No, but I was more nervous than when I went out the first night ever driving a cab.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Well, I suppose the first night ever driving a cab, everything's still fresh because you've been calling over, calling over. Sorry, I've just...
It's all right, microphone's just gone limp again.
I just had to follow me lazy.
We've got to get our new microphone stands ordered, I think.
Any donations greatly received?
We've already had a donation that'll pay for them anyway, so...
I just meant for a mic stand, don't I? So when you first get out, everything's fresh in your mind because you've been calling over for the past 2-3 years, haven't you?
And when you ain't been driving due to a pandemic, it's like everything disappears from your mind.
Well, it's not just disappearing, it's also you've got to learn London again because it's changed since you was up there.
Yeah.
Since you was a lad, it's all changed.
Yeah, since I was a lad. 31 years ago. 31 years ago. And the last time I drove a cab before the pandemic was March the 12th, 2020.
Was that just before they announced the lockdown?
Yeah, the lockdown was on the 24th of March.
Yeah.
It had just gone so quiet, I didn't bother going in anymore. I thought, I'll have 3 weeks off, wait for it to blow over, and then get back to work.
And it's just about blown over now.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's in the past now. Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. Yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised as to how many people there were about. I mean, obviously you can only do one job at a time, but you know.
Yeah, but it's nice if like it's one out, one in.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like that all night. It was like it some of the night. Yeah, but yeah, I did about 5.5 hours, I think. I only managed to get lost once.
You got lost with. Where'd you get lost, Jake?
Ludgate Hill.
well, you weren't lost then. You knew where you was. You just couldn't do anything.
I just couldn't do anything. I had to do a U-turn.
You just tried to do left?
Yeah, go back to Blackfriars Station.
Yeah, you can't get a lift now. And you can't get a lift on Queen Victoria Street.
No.
But you can go around the roundabout.
Yeah, and come back.
Which we used to do in the past, and then they made it buses only, but now it's buses and taxis as well. So you can do that to get back to it.
Well, I thought you could do that, but I didn't know you couldn't do the left into New Bridge Street. So I had to quickly do a U-turn, and the lady was very understanding, and I just went down off Carter Lane and dropped her down Garlick Hill and down the bottom there, and she just walks across the road.
I'm sorry, I'll give you a piggyback the rest of the way. I've noticed a lot of drivers, though, they'll just go through the lights and pull up on the left-hand side there.
Just before the bridge?
Just before the bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
Although you can get around, is it Blackfriars Passage? Is it Blackfriars Passage? Goes around the back of the station.
Yeah.
That's open again. You can get
back
around there now.
Go around there. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Every day's a school day.
Yeah, he's now. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised and quite happy as well, actually. I was quite buzzing. I was buzzing about it.
Well, I suppose when you've had a break for that long, it's almost like releasing a caged animal.
Yeah, it was.
Tiger.
Yeah, the eye of the tiger.
So how was your new sherbet?
Yeah, it's all right, but it might be up for sale again.
I don't like that one over there. You got one in white.
Yeah, also available in black.
Yeah.
Other colours are available because we're not prejudiced.
No, we don't prejudice on this show.
No, not at all. No.
So, I lost my train of thought then.
Yeah, did you have a train of thought? Well, have you ever had a train of thought?
Well, occasionally I'll get a flash of inspiration, but really?
You get inspiration?
Well, occasionally I do, yeah. It never lasts long, which explains why I'm still single.
Oh dear. We actually got you on the karaoke the other week, didn't we?
Oh, I nailed everything.
Absolutely excellent. Yeah, yeah. People were asking for earplugs, but unfortunately we didn't have any for sale. I could have made a killing that night.
It was the ones that were asking for their money back and they didn't even pay. What was all that about?
I don't know.
Yeah, gave him credit at the bar instead.
Yeah, yeah. Have a free drink. Yeah, stay a little bit longer. We won't let him sing no more.
This is Margo again.
This is Margo, and he didn't even have a drink.
No. Yeah, what are you putting in that tea?
I don't know. I ain't got a clue. But yeah, I was really surprised when I went out in the cab, and I didn't encounter as many problems as I thought I would.
Okay.
I thought I was going to find more problems. And most people, when you explain to them, look, I haven't been working due to the pandemic, and this is my first, you know, I've only recently come back, or this is my first day back, and like, you're my first passenger, and I really don't know where I'm going, mate.
Yeah, help me.
Help me. Yeah, they're quite understanding.
Yeah, I think if you're open with people, yeah, you know, that they are. And they also understand the predicament that we're in with our legislator and the problems that they've caused us through the past two, well, at least the past two years.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's nice to see that we've got some of our old clientele
back from the dreaded other mob.
Yeah.
Who seem to be eating themselves alive at the moment, don't they?
Well, they do. They do.
Good to see.
It is.
Dara's actually come out and said that, that it's unlikely that they're going to be profitable, and they've got a draw in the purse strings. No more new job appointments, and, they've got to make cuts where they can and watch what they spend, and their prices have gone up by 40%.
Wow.
My heart bleeds for them.
Yeah.
Really does.
I'll find that violin that you was playing for me.
That little one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably won't find it. I've dropped it somewhere. It was that small.
Well, to me, it'd be like a cello.
Well, yeah, proper double bass.
All right, dunk strong it, mate.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. Yesterday, I went up to the Charing Cross Theatre to go and see two of our old cab chat comrades.
Ah, bless them.
Joe Lewis, as he likes to be known.
Oh, it's his profession.
Yeah, his Majesty
name.
Joe Lewis, yeah. And John Cox, Parker Cabby.
Yeah, I like both of them.
And the Starlight Big Band at the Charing Cross Theatre. A few cab drivers there. Bumped into Myrna, Scott Wolseley.
Myrna, darling.
Yeah, but I just call her Myrna because I can't be bothered with all that. And Sean Paul Day.
Okay.
And Barking Bill from the taxi charity for military veterans. There was a few Chelsea pensioners there as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good day.
Good turnout.
It was fully booked during the daytime. Unfortunately, there was a few seats available in the evening.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's a bit of a learning curve. I mean, they've only ever done it in the afternoon before, haven't they? So when I spoke to John about it, he said they probably wouldn't do an evening one on a Sunday again. It'd probably be the afternoon that they do in future.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was good. It was really good. They had another guy singing with them, Lee Ormsby. Okay. Very good singer. Really, really good.
What kind of genre?
Ian Barry's show. They did a rehearsal, right? And they bit of, at the end of one of the songs, Me and My Shadow. And he says, I want to do that again, Joe. And Joe said, no, I don't want to do it again. He said, oh, go on, Joe, I'll pay you. And Joe says, like, well, I've got money in my pocket. I don't need money. He said, oh, go on, Joe, I want to do it again. He said, no. He said, and when they rehearsed it, he said, well, listen, if we do it again, I won't tell them that you're a diva. Right? On the actual day, right, he said, oh, go on, Joe, I want to do it again. He went, no. He said, oh, go on, Joe, let's do it again. I won't tell them you like a finger up your bum. And Joe went, I think he didn't know what to say.
Got a good reaction, though.
Oh, yeah.
Rousing reaction.
In the evening, he didn't say that. He said, I won't tell him you're wearing ladies' underwear, right? And Joe said something, and he went, do you want me to tell him what I said this afternoon, then? Because obviously Lee's gay, so he's got that gay sense of humour, you know, that and quite funny and bubbly sort of bloke he is, you know.
Yeah.
And
flamboyant and shocking.
Yeah, very flamboyant, yeah. Yeah, but good singer, very, very good singer. Yeah.
What genre was it?
It was like Rat Pack and like the American sort of songbook sort of that, sort of stuff. Yeah, but really good. Yeah, excellent. Really good.
I love that.
Yeah, really good. As good as last time when we went, because we went 3 years ago.
I suppose it must be, yeah.
Three or 4 years ago? I can't remember.
I ain't got a clue, mate. A lot of water's gone under the bridge since then.
It's a lot of...
I've been homeless since then.
Oh, you have, yeah. Yeah.
I was almost down at Waterloo in one of those cardboard detached...
Detached. They're worth a few quid now, you know.
Those cardboard ones.
Especially
well.
Location. It's location, location, as they say, mate. You've got a cardboard box of Waterloo, mate. It's worth a few quid now.
It's all about the postcode.
Yeah, definitely all about the postcode. So if you've got a cardboard box of Waterloo, it's worth a few quid.
So I weren't quite as upmarket as that. I was in a travel lodge in the M2.
Oh, yeah. But tell them about your breakfast you ordered.
Well, like they'd be interested in me. 28 days in a travel lodge, and I was larging it up a bit. I've gone.
Yeah, he said, you know what? Because I've paid for the travel lodge, I thought, you know, they had breakfast. So I thought, yeah, I'll have the breakfast. Probably be full English or something
like
that.
There's going to be some sort of buffet or food, full English every day. Yeah. You could mix it up a little
bit. Right, lard it up, didn't you? That's what you thought, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Paid for it all up front, 28 days worth.
Now tell people what it was.
It was a box of cornflakes. It had a little carton of milk as well.
And what else was there? A little flapjack?
There was a little... Don't say flapjack like that. It gets rather erotic. It had flapjack in it.
Yeah.
And it had one of those French buns with a chocolate in them. What they called?
I don't know.
Chocolate French
buns, yeah. And how many days was it before you got totally bored with it? Two or three?
No, on day three, I actually asked if they had any Rice Krispies or anything.
What did they say? No.
No, cornflakes, that's it. I went, so it says breakfast on the go, and he went, it's breakfast. No, he said, it's breakfast on the go. We do say that on the website, and I went, it's breakfast in a box. Because that's what it was. But I paid for it up front, so I insisted.
You had it every day.
I had to have it. So I was taking it.
And you nicked two extra ones on the last day. You was there as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
You liked it that much, didn't you? You thought, I'm going to miss this. So you took two extra ones to take home with you, didn't you?
I squirreled them away. Well, it's because on that last day I was moving out, I had my daughter and my goddaughter helping me move. And I thought, they might need a little bit of sustenance throughout the day. And not that I'm a slave driver, but I didn't want them to stop.
But they even made turn then.
Yeah.
They know something.
They went, that's all right. Oh, they had a little carton of orange juice in it as well. So they had the orange juice.
Oh, right.
Pano Chocolat. It's just come to me.
Pano Chocolat.
Yeah, that's French. You didn't know I could speak French, did you?
No. But did you know the French ain't got a word for déjà vu?
Paul.
Or entrepreneur.
That's a shock to the system.
Or niche. Or as the Americans call it, niche.
What's all that about?
Niche.
Americans.
Yeah. Can't speak English to save their life, can they? You know, definitely can't speak French. Anyway, we're going to play a song and then we'll be back after this. This one's especially for a little drop kick here. Because he moved.
Oh.
Just let it be a surprise, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole show's a surprise so far.
It is so far.
Only come in for a cup of tea.
Almost Almost 1 million people have listened to our show. And now thanks to our podcast, even more will know. Super Cab is our savior. His talent is a gift. His ego is downloadable, but you need extra bandwidth. Extra listeners, cause we think we are great. So if you like our station, then please go tell a mate. If you can get some of your pals to tune into our show, we promise we will have a day with Ginger Nuts and Coco.
Oh, I do love Ginger Nuts.
There you go, that was Carol Bayer Sega, and you're moving out today, which is what you did, weren't it?
It is exactly what I did, except they was in a cottage by the sea.
Yeah.
I'm in a caravan in a field.
People are getting up, you called it a caravan, you know. It's a luxury park home.
It is a luxury park home.
But it's got wheels on it.
Well, this is the thing. I've got storage underneath, and I took off the access panel.
And you found
I
the wheels.
And I found the wheels.
You found the wheels.
Yeah.
Anyway, while Dropkick was moving, he found a box. And in this box, what's it say on the top of the box?
It says 100 really pants jokes, and it was a Secret Santa from Saul.
Yeah, from the one and only Cab Chat Christmas do we ever had.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got to have one this year.
So not so Secret Santa Saul. Got me this 100 really pants jokes, as if I didn't have enough really pants jokes.
We've got to have a Cab Chat Christmas do this year.
Oh,
most definitely. Most definitely. And we've got to get rat-arsed again, because we did last time.
Can we go back to the Hackney Carriage?
Yeah, that's where we're going. We're going to go back in that Indian restaurant again, I think. That was nice, that Indian restaurant afterwards.
We've got to go back to apologise.
We've got to go back to the Hackney Carriage to apologise first.
No, I'm sure we'll get invited back to that place.
Anyway, so we've selected a few quality gags for you out of this box. But if we run out of material, what we're going to do is just going to take one at random off the top of the pile. So Rick, what do you call a singing laptop?
I don't know, Super Cabby. What do you call a singing laptop?
Adele. Oh, they get worse, people. I've got to warn you, they get worse.
That must be the best one in the pack.
That was definitely the best one in the box, I think. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Anyway, so we did a survey of our parody songs.
Yes.
As to what people's favourite was. And how many of our parody songs can you actually name?
Oh, again, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I know. That's the idea of it.
I know the tunes and I know the songs, but I don't know if I would name them. I could name them.
Go on, see if you can name any of them.
Oh, crikey. I can name the one, the happy one.
The happy one?
Yeah, but it wasn't strictly Cab Chat, that one, was it? I like that one.
What happy one? Oh, always look on the bright side.
That's it, yeah. I like that.
Well, it was Cab Chat, really, but it was a bit of the Sick Bastards one as well, wasn't it? So we've done Cab Life, yeah? We've done Drive. We've done Bobby, which was the Ernie one, yeah? We've done Help Me Make It Through the Night. We've done the Uber Crash one, which was the Monster Mash, yeah?
Yeah, but that's always going to be a classic, that one.
Yeah, we've done Man Eater, which was Uber Geezer.
Yeah.
We've done Minicabs Fled from Berkeley Square. We've done Oliver's Army.
That was another corker.
Only Fools and PHV.
Yeah.
Only Fools and Taxis Work. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Runaway, the Cab Chat one. Scab Busters, yeah. Trouble Starter, the Sean Paul Day anthem, yeah. When I demoed Windsor, yeah. When I was a boy, who do you think you're kidding, Boris Johnson? Who do you think you're kidding, Leon Daniels? Who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Hendy? And a few others as well. So, which one do you think came third?
Third, I would say the Boris Johnson one.
No.
Okay, go on.
Bobby.
Oh, third, right, okay.
Which one do you think comes second?
Drive.
No.
I'm not very good at this game.
No, you're not very good at this game. It was Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which one comes first. Because what we're going to do, right, we're going to play the one that came second. Now.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
And we'll keep people in suspenders.
Yeah.
As to what came first. Yeah?
Perfect.
And announce it later in the stream.
Keeping me in suspenders as well.
Keeping you in suspenders as well. So here we go. Here's the one that came second.
Put the sat-nav on my dash. Make it tight so it don't fall. Check that everything is right, so I don't drive into a wall. I wait on side streets for a ride till the early morning light. It might search to double time and help me make it through the night. Don't care if I am driving wrong, cause English I don't understand. Yesterday I made a ton. For 20 hours that's not right. May need more caffeine in a while to help me make it through the night.
Well, it's a one-way street, you idiot. I know, I'm sorry, boss. Don't say.
Sorry.
Where'd you get these people? Please, Boris Johnson.
Don't care if I am driving wrong. End up with 30 and that's not right. Just made my coffee double strong to help me make it through the night. Help me make it through the night. Help me make it through the night.
Cab Chat Radio Show on the air everywhere.
There you go, that was Help Me Make It Through the Night with Joe the Holborn Cab.
What a classic.
Yep. He wrote that one.
Very talented man now, Joe.
Then he come and sung it for all of about 5 minutes and then buggered off, said, see you later.
One take, Joe.
And then I spent about 6 hours mixing it. He's like, oh, put a bit of reverb on that for us and up the bass on my voice on that and do this and do that. And then what I learnt with him, right, and I've never told him this, yeah, but if he listens to the show, he'll know now, right?
This is the test and that, to see if our...
So what I'd do is I'd just do it, or I thought it sounded good, right? Yeah. Then it's how I think it needs a little bit more reverb in that bit. So I'll do that, right? And it's like a little bit more bass there. So I'll do that. Oh, maybe a little bit less there. And I'll do that. And it's how, can you do this? And I'll do that. And he go, what do you think? And then I'd send him the original one back again. And he go, yeah, that sounds great.
Culture.
So yeah. So that was the second, that came second.
Okay.
In our survey of favourite Cab Chat parody songs.
Out of the 13 replies that we got. Yeah. Yeah. We were allowed to get.
But the one that came first was out in front by a long, long way.
Was it?
Yeah.
Margins?
The one that came second got 3 votes. The one that came first...
Can we do it in percentages? So don't sound...
All right, the one that came second got about 20% of the votes.
Okay.
The one that came first got 50% of the votes.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's got to be one of the biggie well-knowns.
Yeah, but you still can't guess what it is, can you?
I've got an idea what it is now, but I don't want to say just in case I burst the bubble.
Oh,
you don't want me bursting bubbles.
No. Anyway, there was an article on an online news outlet where the writer or reporter, I don't call them reporters because... they've not really researched what they're reporting properly or what they're writing properly.
I don't think they do now anymore, do they? Because so
they just make it up.
Well, a lot of stuff is given to them online, so they don't actually have to do footwork.
Yeah, but if you write something, you do a bit of research to make sure it's correct.
Well, you would have thought
so. And this was just utter bullshit. We was carrying on about how black cabs in London are given special privileges by the government... I.e. being able to pick people up off the street without a booking and being able to use bus lanes and things like that. Yeah? It's special privileges.
Not exactly a privilege. It's what you're trained to do to be able to do the job.
Even if it could be considered a privilege, it wasn't given to us.
No.
It was earned.
Exactly.
Yeah? It was an earned privilege if you consider it to be a privilege. But... he said that the knowledge is outdated and should be done away with. There's no place for it in modern society, as sat-nav will do, right? This is the sort of snowflake you're dealing with. And and I'm not going to name them because I can't remember his name.
It might also be libelous.
Yeah, that as well, right? But... He said the knowledge was outdated and
we,
should be...
Sorry, can we call him Tarquin?
We can do, yeah, because he's probably a Tarquin, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And that it should be done away with, and sat-nav would suffice, yeah.
Okay.
And obviously that nothing was earned, yeah. But if that's the case, and the knowledge should be done away with...
Yeah.
And anyone should be allowed to drive around London picking people up off the street and driving down bus lanes. You might as well just do away with bus lanes because there'd be 100,000 minicabs driving down bus lanes and it'd be pointless having bus lanes.
Yeah.
But then if that's the case, why don't we do away with qualifications for doctors as well? And surgeons.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Teachers.
Anyone can use a knife. Cut someone open. They might not know what bits they're looking at once they get in there, but... they can use a knife and cut someone open.
Well, I'm an ex-butcher. I could probably make a decent job of that.
Well, you probably could, yeah, and you'd know what bits you're looking at inside, wouldn't you?
Yeah, what, all the offal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're the lights.
Yeah, they're the lights, yeah. You'd know where the kidney and the liver is, wouldn't you?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. You could carve it out, couldn't you?
I could dish it up.
You could dish it up, couldn't you? Probably not what the patient would want, but, you know, you'd make a good job of cutting it, wouldn't you?
And if you've got a plumbing emergency, I can watch a YouTube video and come around with a spanner.
Yep, exactly. And if you've got an electrical emergency, you can always watch a YouTube video and go around with a screwdriver, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, they've got...
And a pair of pliers.
How dare they have this privilege of working on wires?
On wires, yes.
And currents.
And gas. Gas. Why would you need a gas-safe qualification?
Don't need one
to go and work on gas. No, just watch a YouTube video, or not even watch a YouTube video, just apply for a certificate that tells you you can do it without any training, and go around and install a cooker for someone that may explode or kill them from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Do you even have to apply for a certificate? Can't you just print one off of the internet?
Probably. But you can't just print a private eye driver's thing off the internet, can you? Although they all seem to share them these days. We've heard loads and loads of stories of people that are saying that...
their brother's cousin's uncle twice removed on his sister's
side. He's sharing it, yeah. He's sharing it. And we'll play something, a little audio clip I've got in a minute that says about that. If I can find it now, actually, we'll play it now.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it in a minute.
Go on, dig through that.
Dig through that? What am I digging through anyway?
Well, while you're trying to find that, I'm going to dig out one of these really pants jokes and see what we've got this time. So, my friend borrowed my grandfather clock.
Yeah.
He owes me big time.
Really?
We said they don't get any better.
No, they don't, do they, really?
Thank you, Saul. This was an invaluable Christmas present.
Right, I'm just going to play this clip. I think this is the right clip. Right. I'm going to play this clip for you. It's a young lady that's talking. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So a few weeks ago, I sent out a message explaining how some of the Uber drivers are not registered with Uber. And what they're doing is their cars are registered, but then they loan them out to non-registered or checked Uber people, mainly men, and they are using someone else's car to sexually assault women and rape and sexually assault. So today I was with one of my friends and I was explaining this situation. She said to me 3 weeks ago, she ordered an Uber, and exactly what I said happened. So she checked the picture of the man that was supposed to come, which was a young man. And who turned up was this old man. And she said, "This is not your picture." And he said, "Oh, it was when I was younger." And she said, "I shouldn't have got in the cab. I had a funny feeling." But anyway, she got in the cab. But anyway, she got to her destination safely. But on the way back, she ordered another Uber, and it was somebody who was on the picture. And she said to the guy what had happened, and he said, "You've got to report it." And he showed her how to report it. So as soon as she got home, she reported it. Within less than 15 minutes, this lady rang her and asked her questions, took her through a process. She had to send the information, and she took a picture of the number plate, everything, because as much as she wasn't comfortable going in the cab, and she did, she still thought, "I need to just take some pictures," which she did, so it was really good. And it was all reported and the person was taking the report seriously and was going to do something about it, basically. And the second Uber guy was explaining to my friend that what was happening with the sexual assaults, with the rape, and he said it's serious. So guys, ladies, guys, whoever you are, pass this on. This is a serious matter that is happening to females out in the community. They are being sexually assaulted. They are being raped. They're being lured into areas that are not safe for these men who are assaulting them and raping them. And only 6% of sexual assaults on females and rape victims are only being reported and being prosecuted. 6%. There's so many more that are not reporting and not being prosecuted. So we have to keep our community safe. And we need to pass this information on, because a lot of people, a lot of females use Uber and they're not aware of what is going on. So please pass this on. Let's keep our community safe as much as we can. We are our brother's keeper. All right. Thanks. Bye.
It's quite shocking, isn't it, really?
It is shocking. Not for cab drivers.
No, because we've been saying this has been going on for years, well, and no one takes any notice of us.
Pretty much since 2012.
Yeah, basically.
We've been saying it. But what I find shocking is that members of the public are coming out to report it when this should have been reported by the media and by the press.
Yep.
Many years ago, when we brought it to their attention.
Yep. But they took no notice. Because they... Why did they take no notice? What reasons did they take no notice?
Well, I think at the time there was friends in high places.
In high places or money in high places?
Was there
financial rewards for not reporting it?
I think a lot of it, you know, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. I think it's what you know about who you know.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Definitely. Anyway, on to a joke. That's out of the box.
The 100 really pants.
Really pants jokes. Right, so here you go. If a short psychic broke out of jail, then you'd have a small medium at large.
I wondered how long it'd be before the short jokes got in there.
I've run out of material now.
We're going to have to start.
So we're
going
to have to take Monopoly?
A chance.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a chance. And I'm going to pull another one out of the box, straight off the top of the box. What do you get when you cross a cow and a lawnmower?
I don't know. I want to say something like a moose paper, but what's that got to do with a lawnmower?
You get a lawnmower.
Oh, no.
Now, that one was actually quite good. I like that one.
Dear, dear, dear. Do you know what?
What?
I'm going to put my glasses on, because gentlemen of a certain age. My one says, words cannot express how limited my vocabulary is.
Really?
That's deep, isn't it?
That is deep, isn't it? My one says exaggerations went up by 1,000,000% last year. Do you want to take another chance?
Oh, go on then, give me another chance.
Oh, this one's a long one.
Oh, do we need to take a break?
No, ready?
Go on.
Yesterday, I accidentally swallowed some food colouring. The doctor says I'm okay, but I feel like I've died a little inside.
Oh, my word. This has come straight out of the Dropkick joke book, isn't it?
Dropkick joke book, yeah, definitely.
Right, one last one, then.
Go on, one last one.
Why shouldn't you trust atoms?
Don't know.
Because they make up everything.
Now, that's quite clever, that one. That is actually quite clever, that
bit
one.
A bit too highbrow for our clientele.
A bit too highbrow for everybody, really, isn't it? Anyway, today, both myself and Dropkick went and attended the funeral of Mr. George Vice, Gorgeous George. At, we went to the service at St. George's Cathedral, and I must say that the cab trade did George proud. Amount of drivers that turned up today to pay their respects to George was really good.
Well done to every one of you.
Yeah, really well done. I mean, the cathedral was pretty
well, there was a lot of
full.
People in there, and it's a big cathedral.
It is a big cathedral, yeah. And it was pretty full. And also, well done to the Metropolitan Police and also Southwark Council in some respects, because they didn't ticket any of the cabs that were parked on the Red Route outside or on W lines or parked in residence parking bays or otherwise around the cathedral. So you've got to say, where credit's due, well done to them. And also to Albin's, the funeral directors. What a fantastic. They always are. They are class.
Yeah.
Albin's are definitely class. And I don't think you will ever find another funeral directors as classy as them. everyone that went to George's funeral, what a great send-off. And well done to everybody in the cab trade. And I think that Mitchell's eulogy that he read was absolutely fantastic.
Poignant.
And it was George to a T, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think George would be proud of Mitchell for... what he wrote.
Well done,
I think it was him and Gina that wrote that together, because he said that Gina wanted him to mention certain things. So, I think he did George proud with that. Yeah,
he did. And fair play to him for holding it together as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, it's a tough enough thing to do anyway at a funeral, but to do it at somewhere like that with that amount of people...
Definitely.
And emotions were obviously running high as well. So, yeah.
And he was very close to George as well. So,
like I say, fair play to him for being able to pull it off.
Yep. Yep. So, what do you think we should talk about now?
We could talk about your dinner that you just had.
No, it was lovely. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
I'm so pleased it weren't.
Chicken chow mein. And sweet and sour prawn balls.
I'm so pleased it weren't the delivery service that we're not allowed to mention.
What, Uber Eats?
That delivered it.
Yeah. It was Wifey Eats that delivered.
It was Delightful Denise.
Yeah, that delivered. Yeah. Anyway, the parody song that
got
the most votes, 50% of the votes.
I would do a drum roll, but I know it vibrates through the table.
Which one do you think it was then?
I think it's got to be the Uber Smash. It's got to be.
You really think so?
Yeah. What one is it?
Shall we find out?
Go on then. Go on. Come. Give me your suspenders.
Yeah, it was the Uber Crash. By me, written by me, sung by me.
I was working in the cab late one night when my eyes beheld a scary sight. A driver in a Prius began to slide, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he had a crash.
It was an Uber crash.
The Prius crashed.
It was a great big smash.
He had a smash.
He hit his head on the dash.
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash. From Cromwell's castle in the east to the West End clubs where the scab cabs feast. The touts all came from under their stones to get a ping from their smartphones.
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash.
The Prius crashed.
It was a great big smash.
He had a smash.
He hit his head on the dash.
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash. TFL were not playing ball. The relationship was for the cozy few. The culprits included Mac Man, Bendy and his slut. The streets were rocking with Uber clowns. The jokers were driving round and round. The TFL enforcers were about to arrive to check black cabs while the Prius is high.
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash.
The Prius crashed.
It was a great big smash.
He had a smash.
He hit his head on the dash.
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash. From out of his Prius, Serge's voice did ring. It seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the window, shook his fist and said, "What has gone wrong with this sat-nav thing?"
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash.
The Prius crashed.
It was a great big smash.
He had a smash.
He hit his head on the dash.
He had a crash.
It was an Uber crash. Now everything's cool, the tribunal declared. Uber drivers are employees, they said. For you, the taxi, this smash was meant to uplift your spirits to fight on through.
Just like cabs.
We are the proper cabs.
And we don't crash.
We're just really fair.
Like cabs are cool.
We take car payments too.
So don't be rash.
And take a proper cab.
Just like cabs.
We are the proper cabs.
And we don't crash.
We're just really fair.
Just raise your hand.
It'll catch on in a flash.
I'm hella cab.
Just take a proper black cab.
Taxi!
To our cab chat, we're here just for you. We make it look professional, but we don't know what to do. Sean and Mac and Jamie and James, they are a hit. They sit around a table and chat a load of shit.
So there you go, that was the Uber smash by a geezer called Super Cabby.
Yeah, in one drunken night, wasn't it?
No. What it was, right, I happened to be at home one Sunday night, and on the TV was Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay.
And it was Halloween.
Oh, right, okay.
So they was dancing to the Monster Mash.
Starts making sense.
And me and Joe had been doing all these parody songs, and as they were singing it on the telly, all that kept going around in my head was, it was an Uber crash, right? So we was due to record Cab Chat on the Monday, right, at about 3 o'clock, we was doing it at the time, at the garage. So I got up Monday morning, and I had a District Surveyor come round to see the house, because I had to get a few things signed off. And while I was sitting there waiting for him, I sat there, and I just wrote it. And then I thought, well, it's Halloween. This is the show that's going to be going out over Halloween. So I've got to do it now. So I sat there and recorded it, and that's what it was. That was all done in the matter of an hour.
Wow.
Mm.
Good.
Yeah.
And you performed that in the West End?
In the Charing Cross Theatre, yeah. Drunk. And that's all Mick the Brit's fault, as I keep saying, because I got there early. And it's funny because one of the guys, one of the owners of the theatre, Vaughan Williams, messaged me and said, Jamie, you can rehearse at 12 o'clock. And I said, well, be hard, because me train don't get into half past 12 of Victoria, so I won't be there at 12 o'clock. And he said, don't you want to rehearse? I said, no. Right. And so I got there about 20 to 1. Now, I don't think it started till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, did it sound like that? So it was like, I had all this time to kill, like 2.5 hours before I went on.
Don't want
to
waste it on rehearsing, do you?
No, what do I want to rehearse for? Got it written down on my phone.
You wrote it anyway?
Yeah, got it written down on my phone anyway, because we changed the words.
We changed the words, didn't we?
So Mick the Brit said, I don't know where you was, because you must have driven up there. You must have driven up there, and I think you was going to work afterwards. I'm not sure, but...
No, we got the train back together, didn't we?
No, because we couldn't have done, because I was getting the train from Victoria. And you got the train from Charing Cross, didn't you? That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
So, but you got up there a bit later, I think.
I did.
And Mick the Brit said, what are you going to do then? I said, I don't know, just hang around, I suppose, and just do whatever. He went, I'm going over the pub, you coming? So he took me over the pub, and he started pouring lager down my throat. And I weren't really drinking at the time.
No. Coercion.
Yeah, after about 7 pints, it was a bit of a rush to get back to the theatre and go straight on. Yeah, 5 parts to the wind.
Did you need a wee break halfway through?
Oh, nearly did, yeah.
Had a nervous Jimmy.
Yeah, nearly did.
A nervous Jimmy.
Yeah, nearly did. Nearly had a bit of leakage. But yeah, that's my claim to fame of being on the West End stage.
Well, take me out. If I was singing, wearing one, I would take me out.
Singing Uber Crash. Well, it's not really singing, is it? It's like...
Well, I was doing the...
I was working in the cab. I was doing the crash.
From the audience.
Yeah, I know. That's why I couldn't use that video, because it had your voice on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I had to use the one that someone else took. I think it was Mirna.
Mirna.
I can't Mirna. Say that. I can't
she
say
definitely
that.
Should be in a carry-on film, shouldn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she should, yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Darling.
Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Yes. Yes.
I must say...
Yep.
Because I've not done this show for a while.
Yeah. You must say what then?
Well, I must say, this new gadget gizmo thing you've got in front of you.
Yeah, it's got pretty lights on it, hasn't it?
It's like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's really quite impressive.
Yeah.
Does it do all lots of different stuff?
Oh, it does great things. Look, it does this. Maybe not. Maybe if I turn it on, right, it does this. Maybe not. If I turn that one on, turn that one up, it does this. See?
Oh.
So what I can do, you can, I can say, don't you all think that Uber Crash winning the survey was great? And you can go...
Excellent. Canned laughter. Yeah. Canned applause, rather.
Yeah. Or we could do this as well. So we could say, don't you think... Uber Crash winning the survey was great, and go.
Yeah, or a dropkick joke. Boom, boom. Now I want the laughter. I've not heard laughter before. Oh. That was like my first night staying in my caravan in the field.
That's your first morning.
No, my first morning were the squirrels making more squirrels on my roof.
I was making love on your roof.
Doing something, mate. More than making love, I think there's a bit of bondage going on up there with the squirrels. A bit of squirrel bondage going on.
There you go, there's your laughter, see?
Yeah.
So you can have... Good, isn't it, hey? Great in technology, isn't it? Modern technology.
It's the only new thing as well, because I must admit, it's like looking at a different person. It's like looking at a Hollywood film star at the moment.
Taxi!
Those railings.
Yeah, but they're a bit loose now, because my gums have shrunk. Okay, so I've got to get some new ones.
It's not the only thing that's shrunk.
What else has shrunk then?
Well, it looks like your derby's shrunk a little bit, me old mate.
Yeah, quite a bit. Just a bit. No one recognised me today at the funeral, did they? Drumslayer even come over. I'm sitting next to old Aunt Mavis. Drumslayer comes over to say hello to Aunt Mavis, looks at me and says, "You're right." Didn't even recognise me.
Mind you, I didn't recognise him without his baseball
cap. No, without his baseball cap on. And he looks well, though, don't he? He looks really well.
He was off to go training, so that might have something to do with why he looks
well. We've been training, haven't we? We've started training.
We have been training.
Training regime. Yeah. Yeah.
I went training on my own, though, the other day.
Yeah, I didn't go this weekend because I was at the Charing Cross Theatre.
I had a nice swim.
Anyway, another joke from the top of the pack.
100 really pence jokes. How many have we done? We've done about 6, I think, so we've got 94 left.
Right, what do postal workers do when they are mad?
Piss on your letters.
They stamp their feet.
Oh my god. What's ET short for?
Dunno, extraterrestrial.
He's only got little legs. Another short joke. What's all that about?
Oh no.
There's a conspiracy going on here.
What do you call an old snowman?
Melted.
Water.
Oh, it's close. I was close.
Close, 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 yeah.
I might have to start writing some
you
of these.
You might have to start writing for them, yeah, yeah. You probably make your own box set and the problem is I can't see the bloody things because it's getting dark in here now.
Yeah, and we are of a certain age. I've got my readers on.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, I've got my readers on, young man.
Oh, young man, young man. What are you going to do? So when are you going back out in the cab again then?
I went back out because I had all this time off. I think I said the story in the hotel, blah, 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 moving out, moving in, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to go and have a little bit of work done on my vehicle.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, while I'm here, I might as well venture into town.
Yeah.
Cab hadn't been cleaned, obviously, because I hadn't been anywhere near it, and I'm up and down these country lanes. So I went in, had the cab all valeted, and gleaming, absolutely gleaming it was. Went up to Canary Wharf, got one down to Spindrift Avenue, went back to Canary Wharf, Got another one to Kibrook Park Road, and I thought, well, that's a bit far south, isn't it? Jumped on the A20 and come home.
Oh, my God.
Part-timer.
Where do fish keep their money?
I think I can guess that. It's got to be something like the riverbank.
The riverbank. Ah, look, you spoiled that one, didn't
Sorry, mate.
You spoiled that one. Spoil. Took my... pissed on me bonfire.
It just gives you a chance to have another go then.
What did the grape do when he got stepped on?
Tell me, Super Cabby, what did the grape say when he got stepped on?
He let out a little whine.
Do that. Wah, wah, wah.
Can't remember what button is.
The green one.
You can be the button presser because you can remember what colours are. Have you heard about extreme camping?
Sounds a bit intense.
It's intense. Hey! Yeah! What? See if you can guess the next one then, eh? Right. That's enough of that. I don't usually tell dad jokes, but when I do, he laughs.
I actually like that. I'm going to steal that card.
You're going to steal that card. Yeah, it's going in the good pile, is it?
That is.
Two fish are in a tank. One fish turns to the other and asks, "Do you know how to drive this thing?" Oh, no.
Are you going to go through it? It says 100. Are you going through them all?
No. What do you call a man with a paper bag on his head?
Oh, that's got to be Russell.
It is Russell. Yeah. One more then.
Christmas cracker on that
one. Last one for today. Right, I'm going to put them back in the box. Ready for next time. If there is a next time. Right, what should you do when you see a spaceman?
What should you do when you fall in love? What should you do when you see a spaceman?
Yeah. Park your car, man. Yeah, that's enough of them. That's enough of them anyway.
I think so.
Definitely.
Invaluable Christmas present. Thank you, Secret Santa Soul.
So you still haven't come up with any London songs that we're going to put in this London show that I might record straight after this.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think? What songs do you reckon we should have in this London songs
Well, the ones that I mentioned, you already said that you had going, didn't you?
Yeah, but you've got to come up with some more, because that's only three. We need 10.
I wish you really wouldn't put me on the spot like this, Jay.
Waterloo Sunset.
Oh, yeah, Waterloo.
That's four.
ABBA, isn't it?
Waterloo by Waterloo. ABBA. Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks. That's five.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How many you got to do? Did you do a survey?
10.
Did you say you've had people voting for it?
No. I haven't had people vote for it. David Bowie, the London Boys. We could have that, couldn't we?
Weren't one of his greatest.
No, it definitely wasn't. Definitely not one of his greatest. Yeah, there isn't that many London songs. London Calling, The Clash, we've already said. London Town, Light of the World.
I can't
remember
that? No.
You can't remember London Town, no?
Well, if I heard it, I might remember it.
Right, hang on. I'm going to play a little bit of London Town just so as you know what it is. Are you ready?
Go on.
1 second. Little bit of London Town. Right, here we go then. Do you recognise it yet?
No.
You should do.
These geezers.
Sorry, I'll shake my head. That don't work on radio, does it? Go up outside park or something. Imagine, what did they do? They went. Oh, a bit of ELO, yeah, mate. Squeeze up the junction. That's Clapham Junction here. As I have. Oh, I know what one I like. Just come to me. Just come to me. What? Warwick Avenue. Yeah, I should do. Well, if you mark me card next time, I might do, and then it'll act all like professional. Brompton Oratory, I've not heard of that one. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, 97. How does that go? Yeah, go on. Why not? She was miming that one. Oh, I've just thought of another one.
Some people say the climate is frightful.
Oh, that's quite a nice song, that is, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's a bit Ella Fitzgerald-esque, don't you think?
Yeah, it is a bit. But it's quite nice, isn't it?
I've just thought of another one.
Go on.
If I was just to say the name Jerry Rafferty...
Baker Street.
Yeah, mate.
I think that's 10, isn't it, we got now? Probably more than 10.
Yeah, we might have to do more than 10 so we can wilter out the...
Are we going to do it now, then? We're going to record it after this.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Seeing as I'm here, and I'm only here once.
Ah, yeah, but he'll be away again, because he'll be going on his travels again. You know what he's like? He just can't sit still at the moment, can he?
I reckon it's one of
We're changing his name from Mac the Cab to Mac the Van. Because he said today on the phone, he said, like, I travel more around more now than I did in the cab. I said, well, you can't travel around in the cab because you ain't got one and you ain't got a licence at the moment, so you can't do either.
We could always just write Max Taxi on the front of his van.
Max Taxi?
Yeah.
We could do. We could put a highlight on it. Oh, and he said that he's come up with a solution to the highlight problem on the TXE.
Well, we nearly had a segue then, but yeah, go on.
He said he's come up with he said in Ireland, he said on taxis, they've not just got the hire sign on the front, he said they've got them roof signs, the big roof signs,
yeah,
but to the left-hand side, on the passenger side, in the middle of the roof as well. He reckons that's the solution to the highlight problem on a TXE.
Okay.
I said, well, you can explain that to people when you come back, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Right, I think that's all we've got time for this week, because we've run over a little bit because we was laughing so much. And also because I had my dinner in the middle of the show. Oh, so we're going to be back in 2 weeks' time. Well, no, actually, we'll be back next week. Yeah. With at least 10 fantastic London songs.
Which we're about to record now.
Which is this week. But we're not going to put it out till next week.
It's confusing.
It does get confusing, don't it? And don't forget, right, because these songs are all copyrighted music, we can't really put it on the podcast. So it'll only be available on Mixcloud. Unless I feel really naughty and put it out as the podcast as well, which I have done. Oh, no, I've really, really naughty. I've done that before. So unless I do that, then you'll have to listen to it on the Mixcloud version.
And how do we get the Mixcloud up, Joe?
Download the Mixcloud app or just play it on the website.
Okay.
Directly from the website. Direct from London. Live from London, UK.
Live from London town.
Live. So that's all we've got time for this week. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so. Just look at our website, cabchatshow.uk. You can find us on Twitter at cabchat, on Facebook at facebook.com/cabchat, on Instagram at instagram.com/cabchatuk, because someone nicked cabchat. Well, I think it was me.
You forgot your password.
But I can't remember the password.
Is there a phone number that they can phone up and slag us off?
Well, you can use my mobile, 07743161616. 07743161656 if you want to WhatsApp message us. Or you can email us, admin@cabchatshow.uk. Or you can find a website at cabchat.uk now as well. Oh, we have no longer got cabchat.london because it was too bloody expensive to keep it, so I'll let it go.
Oh, okay.
As we've got no sponsors anymore, if you want to sponsor CabChat, get in touch. We want money. Give us your money.
Wonga.
Yeah, we want Wonga. So until next time, it's goodbye from me.
Arrivederci from Dropkick.
Yeah, because he won't be back until even Mac the Cab kidnaps him and keeps him here.
I reckon that's the only reason you got me up this place, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so you can stand in for him when he don't turn up.
Drag me out of my luxury box caravan.
Yeah. Anyway, see you later. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Cheers, bye-bye. Everyone. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.